The inner west, which due to people like Nina, was the birthplace of multiculturalism. One of the first places where multiculturalism was discussed was at the Ashfield Town Hall, and Nina was there. She was part of those discussions, part of those delegations. We know that for a fact. She would have loved this. She would have loved a range of mini festivals, workshops, exhibitions and performances that take you from Poland to India, from Indonesia to South America, particularly from Peru, to the local indigenous people from this area. And I know she would have loved it because she was one of the mothers of multiculturalism in this country. It is unarguable that the work, the passion that she had for us to share the notion that we could be many, but we could come as one, as Australia. The central notion behind multiculturalism was something that she believed in and had a passion for that I envy. And I wish that we could recapture that passion and that notion that we could be many and one at the same time. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. We can recapture that notion. I'd also acknowledge of her enormous role in the Polish Welfare Association. She was a towering figure. I like the fact that even if she wasn't president, she might look over a grant application and make a few changes. She was there to guide because she knew what would be best for the community.
And now a group, all the way from Maryong in Western Sydney. Students from the Polish Saturday School, led by Sister Agnieszka Misza. They will sing a song they have learnt. In Polish it's Myślimy dzisiaj o Polsce, and it translates to, today we are thinking of Poland.
Był czas, że Polski nie było na mapie. Dlaczego tak się musiało zdarzyć, że obcej mowy uczono w szkołach i trzeba było o Polsce marzyć. Myślimy dzisiaj o Polsce, mówimy nasz kraj ojczysty. Słuchamy polskiego hymnu, trwa apel uroczysty. Myślimy dzisiaj o Polsce, historia uczy pokory. Czytamy o latach wojen, zaborów i niewoli. Wiedzieli wszyscy, że kto się urodził w rodziny polskie na polskiej ziemi. Dopóki będzie pamiętał, walczył polskiego serca, nic nie zmieni. Myślimy dzisiaj o Polsce, mówimy nasz kraj ojczysty. Słuchamy polskiego hymnu, trwa apel uroczysty. Myślimy dzisiaj o Polsce, historia uczy pokory. Myślimy dzisiaj o Polsce, mówimy nasz kraj ojczysty. Słuchamy polskiego hymnu, trwa apel uroczysty. Myślimy dzisiaj o Polsce, historii. że kochać Polski. Nie mówmy o niej tylko od święta. Ginęli za wolność ludzie. Musimy o tym zawsze pamiętać.
Super! A to mają? To się to już nie widziałem?
I would like to invite Helen Mothill, a former social worker with strong links to Ashfield, the beginnings of the Polish Welfare Bureau, and the multicultural movement across Sydney.
I personally knew Nina as a fellow social worker colleague, mentor, and close friend. It is therefore my great privilege to celebrate today with you Nina's prolific work and acknowledge the enormous contribution spanning 19 years made by Nina to the Polish community and more widely to the Australian community through her dedicated pioneering work in multicultural activism. It should be noted that she was among the very first women to serve in a senior position in the Ethnic Communities Council of New South Wales, the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils, and on other government bodies and inquiries. Nina left an inedible impact on the multicultural welfare and education scene, and her legacy is an enduring one. Today, the Polish Information and Welfare Service, which Nina helped establish in 1974, continues under its new name, PAWA Community Care, providing aged care services and support to carers. The Polish nursing home at Marion is also a part of her legacy. And her initiative in recognising the special needs of the second major group of Poles arriving in Australia in the early 1980s by instigating a state government task force to ensure they would have the necessary resources to help them settle and adjust to their new home has had positive long-term effects. For a detailed outline of Nina's personal and work history, I would recommend that you visit the exhibition honouring her on the second floor if you have not already done so. I first met Nina in 1974 when we were both working in the Burwood-Ashfield area for different government departments promoting and developing the Whitlam Labor government's radically significant new policies, multiculturalism and the Australian Assistance Plan, which was promoting local grassroots participation in social planning and community development under the umbrella of newly created regional councils with direct access to government funding to all community groups. The plan's multicultural policy was a long-awaited response to the increasing ethnic cultural diversity of Australian society resulting from mass immigration in the decades following World War II. Assimilation or Anglo-conformism had been the government's policy from 1947 to 1972, and the prevalent expectation at that time was that migrants would assimilate as quickly as possible with limited assistance from the government. They were to abandon their past allegiances and cultural identities and replace them almost instantaneously by adopting the Australian way of life. The term New Australians quickly replaced less flattering descriptions such as refers and even worse. They were not to speak their own language, to speak only English, and not to live in what they described as ethnic ghettos. In the new milieu created by Gough Whitlam, a spirit of optimism swept through the entire ethnic communities and past inequities were increasingly no longer being accepted. At that time, Ashfield quickly established an Inner West Regional Council and given its high ethnic population, became an epicentre of multiple activities in welfare and education. This was supported by the then state member, Paul Whelan, Ashfield Mayor Lou Herman, and Alderman Bill Jegrow. The latter became the chairman of the Inner West Regional Ethnic Committee, which eventually became a springboard for the establishment of the Ethnic Communities Council of New South Wales. The then president of the Asheville Polish Club, George Boyer, also played an active supportive leadership role for his community, becoming an executive member of the Ethnic Communities Council. And Australian Polish academics such as Professor Zabrzycki, often called the father of multiculturalism, with Dr. Smolich and Dr. Jan-Rozuk, further fostered the multicultural spirit among the Polish community. Until then, the first generation Poles had become invisible as a group in the wider Australian community, having received little assistance from the host society since arriving in Australia. They largely survived entirely on their own and established and financially supported their own Polish community associations. Nina became the Polish community's guiding light and visionary throughout the 70s, 80s and early 90s, addressing major issues in the community and advocating for government resources and grants. Her first major initiative was establishing the Polish Information and Welfare Bureau in 1974, with Mrs. Irena Wojek initially working in a voluntary capacity before becoming its first granting aid worker in 1978. Nina then continued throughout her social work career to be a trailblazer in advocating for the rights, needs and services for the Polish community. As an insight into Nina's beautiful nature and personality, I would like to share with you the words her niece in the UK wrote in her eulogy. She described her aunt as always sparkling. Whenever she saw her, from her personal appearance, of very colourful clothes that she always wore, with her skin suntan and shining, to her wonderful laughter and sparkling eyes, her wit and interesting conversation, and her enthusiasm for life and just to have fun. Kim Lim, her senior social work boss in Migrant Services, has paid tribute to Nina's professional work and their special friendship as follows. She was an unconventional, highly professional and proficient social worker who lived and breathed social work and gave her whole life to serve and empower the migrant communities. Her significant knowledge of multicultural diversities and communities, coupled with her high integrity and commitment, were invaluable in enhancing my management roles and responsibilities. Her relationship with me profoundly changed me personally. I will never forget her. She was my special friend. Nina was a wonderfully unique person, a visionary in her field. She possessed enormous intellectual energy and greatly inspired and motivated others. She worked especially hard to mentor women into leadership roles and help promote the next generation of community activists. A great communicator and networker, she was tireless in her work, always putting the welfare of others first. She was a true humanitarian and a wonderful representative of the Polish community in Australia, whose achievements were recognised in a number of awards. We salute you, Nina, our shining star.
Our renowned pianist and teacher, who trained in Poland and has performed internationally, who now lives and works in Sydney in the Inner West, Grzegorz Kinda, will play for us a piece by Chopin, a stirring polonaise.